So I just finished pretty much all my college work at the moment, and I have so much free time. It's ridiculous. And I'm gonna work through something on this episode about doing what you love, about spending your free time doing what you love. So I had a lot of friends at the moment, and family members who didn't know what they wanted to do for like a little while. They just like didn't have a plan. It was almost like an open book. And I kept giving them this advice, which to me was intuitive at the time, that be careful keeping your time open and your mind open. Be careful of not doing anything, because that is the perfect tool of the enemy, right? Of temptation and the devil and him working into your life and changing the things that are sacred and divine within it, or leaning more towards the path of sin versus the path of God. And I was very secure with that idea. And then it came to me having a lot of free time, and I have a plan, like a later plan, like a future plan, but not a present moment plan. And I can come up with things. But what things? What do I do? How do I spend my time? And it's not something I think that I used to think before, that like that I give up all of me, all of surrender, all of me and all of my desires, and the Lord will basically tell me his own personal ideal for me, which is true. I can't actually deny that. But his personal ideal for me is coincides with who I am. The two are melded together. So I can't lean completely on my own understanding, and I can't also at the same time surrender everything about myself. It's just, I can't do that. I can't say like all of me is bad and I just want the Lord, because the Lord is also part of me, right? We are the temple of God. So that was something I've been wrestling with. It's like, okay, well, what is the line? Because it'd be so great if I could just lean, if I could let go of all my responsibilities and lean on the Lord for all my burdens and pains and struggles and all of that. I'm going to be talking more religiously this podcast, definitely, and probably the next few, because I'm working out some really deep, complex ideas. To me, people have figured this out, but for me, it's a lot to be going through this like personal journey of Christ, of God. So, and it's completely relatable, I think, to anyone following God. I think all of this is completely relatable. So I have a lot of free time now. And then I think, okay, well, how do I want to spend it? And then I go and I take stock of my life. I do an audit. I go, okay, I love podcasts. I do. I love comedy podcasts most of all. I wish there was a really good religious podcast. I can't find one. And I saw the ones that Jordan Peterson did with Bishop, what's his name? Archbishop Barron. Barron is his name. Bishop Barron. I fucking loved them. I wish there were more of them, but I can't find any. I haven't looked on his, I'm not saying he hasn't come out with good content, Bishop Barron. I just haven't looked. I wish there was another Jordan Peterson that was speaking for religion. Ben Shapiro's not going to fill that role, So I love that. I love comedy podcasts. That was a bit of a tangent. I love comedy podcasts. I love shows. I just finished the first season of ReZero. I just what have I been doing? I've been watching that. I've also been watching clips on YouTube of like old shows that I like. I like shows, and I don't go on any social media. I don't like social media. So that's easy for me. I don't like it. YouTube is like technically the only social media, because I don't even do TikTok anymore. It's all done. I love those things. What do I love? I love the gym. You know what I mean? I love this. I love speaking into a mic. I love writing. So I love these things. I actually love reading. I haven't freaking read in forever, but I love reading. So then I go, okay, I love those things. Well, now what should I do? Now, which of those things should be top of the hierarchy? I need to also do a few things as well. I'm planning to move, and I need to pack a few things. What goes to the top of the list? What goes to the top of the list? And I want everything I do to be praising God. That's number one. It saddens me when I bring up religious text around other believers and we don't get to talk about it. That actually upsets me. I want everything I do to praise God, even my conversations. And I can, you know, it just does. I'm not bitter or anything. I just did. I wish I could talk about it more is all I'm saying. And then after I take stock of all these things that I love, you know, of course, at the same time, I love beautiful girls. Like I had this beautiful waitress. I love talking to her. Great girl. Hindsight, could have asked her on a date. It's always weird with me. I'm around like four other people at this table and it's just her. And I'm like, I don't want to make her feel weird. Hindsight's, you know, one thing. So, I love that, you know, I love a lot of things. I love socializing, right? So friends, family, and I can only handle so much of family, but I do love hanging around them. So, man, what comes first? What comes first and all that? I don't know. I really don't. I really don't. And I've surrendered that sort of thought that I know. I guess I don't. And so, like today, before I even hopped on here, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go grab Culver's and then fucking watch a show, which I do love. I love ice cream and I love watching shows. But then I'm like, ah, you know, I'd rather get better at something that impacts my future. And that's this podcast. I'd rather spend a little bit of time working on it. But I'm like, man, what? Like, I almost feel like my future's so undefined now, and maybe that's my own doing. Like after I got baptized, I'm like everything changed. But really, really, I am a completely different person. I would say I am the same person, but I am now publicly declaring my faith in Christ. And I think that that's fair to say. And I think born again was the moment that I had faith in Christ and I believed in Christ fully. So I do think I'm the same person. So then why am I trying to change everything? And part of it is because I have sin, which is what I talked about in the last podcast, was like how I believe we heal from sin. And part of it, I think, has to do with that, the hard work of healing from sin and temptation. I do think it has something to do with that, because it is really hard. And then we have to like find a way to, we can't completely change ourselves, and we shouldn't try to change ourselves, but what we should try to do is dedicate what we do to God, and that, you know, thereby changes us. So that is something that I think can something that can be done. We also, I don't think, can will ourselves to dedicate our time to God, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think that I can just will myself to go, this is God's decision right here. I don't think I can just do that. I think there literally has to be he needs to present himself. I can't present him, you know. God needs to present himself to me. I can't just do that. So I based on my own limitations, I just go, okay, well, I love this, and I think God would want me to do this, and then I do that, and I praise him and I say thank you, God, and guide my life and show me the right move, and you know, he leads me in the direction he wants me to lead. And that's great. That is great. But there has to be some sort of autonomy that he's given us. There has to be some sort of like, not that we lean on our own understanding, because we don't, and not that we don't live by faith, because we do live by faith. But then we have to also see, if that makes sense, right? Live by faith, not by sight, but we have to also see at the same time. And now we can say we're seeing, but that sight is backed by a deeper faith, and that's fair. And that might be true. And I would say that is true. Because it sounds reasonable to me. And a lot of this podcast is me working on ideas. I would say that is true. That we can see things and we can do things, and they're backed by, they can be, they are backed by a deeper faith in God. And that I would say is good. So then at the moment we go, well, what do I want to do? And that in itself is backed by a deeper faith in God. And we can trust that. And we can say, okay, I want to do that. But I think sin comes from a wanting to do something without it being backed by God. Like eating seven ice creams. Like that's just an easy example. That's too much temptation. That's too much. That's no way God would say indulge yourself like that. Unless, man, you ran like a marathon or you did something like just tremendous. You know, went through a ton of pain. Like God might say, all right, amen, enjoy yourself. You're good. But he wouldn't tell yourself to purposely put yourself under pain, which is what that would do. By indulging in too much, you end up leaning in pain. So there has to be like an autonomy that he gives us after we have faith in him. And then there has to also be a sort of trust that he has in us that we won't abuse that autonomy. And I think that's a lot of what the Old Testament deals with is our abuse of that autonomy. And then Christ comes in and says, N follow me. Follow, don't follow God, listen to God, follow what he says, and lean on me. And because I am the mediator between you and the Father. And so then now we have Christ to base our lives off of, which is amazing. Thank God for that. You know, the Christ says, oh, you can be forgiven. Like he's a speaker for God. I mean, how beautiful is that? How amazing is that? And just to understand God deeper through Christ is one of the greatest gifts we've ever been given. The greatest gift that we were ever given. You know, tremendous. Tremendous. So that we can understand that it's faith in Christ that allows us to be autonomous, that allows Paul to go to the Corinthians and yell the good news, to scream the good news and say, you guys can be saved if you declare yourselves as God's people. You can be saved. You can shed your sin. You can just be renewed in God. Isn't that good? And that's where this like deep faith comes into play. You know, Paul had an incredible faith. I mean, I go through that all the time where I'm going through pain, like daily pain. Like I genuinely do. I go through daily pain because of being Christian, dedicating myself to God. 'Cause I'm confused, like what is the right move and what is my nature? And because all of these things are new to me. It's like a fat guy just starting to work out. It's all this is very, very new to me, all of these ideas. And I followed other religions, and that's helped me in a way. It's helped me with my dedication, for sure. It's helped me absolutely with my dedication because those were a lot simpler and easier to be dedicated to, these other like Buddhism and Hinduism and agnosticism, all that stuff. It's easy. You know, it's simple. But this one is like, it's the most complex and simplest thing at the same time that I've ever learned. Because it's the most complex intellectually, because it's infinitely complex, because God is infinitely complex. And it's at the same time the simplest thing, because it's just faith and good works, you know, and then someone is whole, someone is worthy. Man, life's so simple in that way. It's so beautiful. Faith faith and good works. It's so beautiful. it's just tremendous. I love it. That's where my free time has to go to, is towards something that can allow for all those things, can allow for my own autonomy, but also can allow for faith in God to express itself in that way. The Holy Spirit can express itself through the tasks and the actions and the behaviors that I portray. And that to me makes sense. I've been struggling with a lot of things. I probably won't go into this too much. I'm probably wrapping it up around here, so I'm actually pretty exhausted. But a lot of things, man, like love and faith. Like, should I have faith in my friends and family? You know, I'm not saying I should distrust them, but should I have faith in anything that's worldly? Should I just only have faith in God? And that would be nice. But I don't think that's how it works. I think that we should have faith in God first, and then have faith and trust and love for those around us. The same way Christ said, the holiest commandment is love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And the second one, that is as good, right? It's second, but it's as good as the first, is love your neighbor as yourself. So it's like, okay, there we go. We figured it out. You know, yes, you know, love all of them, but love God first. And that is something I can struggle with all the time, because like sometimes I feel that my love justifies their bad behavior, and sometimes I have a tough time understanding the difference between love and what is the word I'm trying to think of, like allowing them to do something, allowing them to get away with it. Starts with a C, I'm pretty sure. If anyone's listening, yeah, they probably know it. God damn it. I don't know what it is, but it's basically allowing somebody to do something. It's like basically, because I'm not getting involved, I'm allowing them to do it regardless. The answer is still love. Like, the answer is still to love them and to care for them and to love your enemies and, you know, relinquish all that hate and all that pain and all that bitterness to God. Give God all that burden. And do the things we love. You know, give God all of our burdens, Christ all of our burdens, and take responsibility for our lives through Christ. And know that the fact that we have Christ with us means that we can get through our struggles and our pains and our burdens. Because if you feel it and you say, man, I struggle, but thank God I have Christ with me. And he can share this with me. Thank God for that. And, you know, you can overcome anything. So that is the good news. I am very happy to be doing this podcast more. I will be doing it more. Because, again, I have to fill my time with a lot of neat things. A lot of things I enjoy. A lot of things I love. And, man, I would be doing this 7 days a week. I mean, I love doing this. I don't actually, it's funny enough, I don't actually have the free time to do that. I don't really have the, you know what I mean, the setup for it is really the better answer to that. I don't have the setup for it. I would love to have a film production company. That's the big goal. So if I can do that, I would love to do this freaking twice a week, you know, and I know that sounds like totally different than 7 days, but this twice a week, maybe. I just wish I could do this more. And I could be in a company around other Christians, believers, good people, loving people. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to necessarily declare themselves Christians. I would love them to. I may encourage them to if they're going through a tough time, but just loving people. So I want my company to be filled with people can take a joke, people can care for each other, and a microphone and animation equipment and writers and entertaining people and talented production people. Like, I would love that. I think that's one of my biggest goals in life, next to starting a family. Starting a family, finding a wife, having a kid. Those things would be great too. Those things would be great, so. And dying a believer. That's another freaking great goal. You know, I think that's one of the most beautiful things my pastor said is he wants to grow old and have his kids look at him and say, oh, that's what a silly guy, but he lived a silly life, but he was an absolute believer in God. He was an absolute believer in God. And that's one of the most beautiful things ever, to have your grandkids look at you and say, you really did believe in God. That's tremendous. It's one of those beautiful things, images in my mind. So I'll end on that. That's the good news, you know? That is the good news. And please preach it. Please share it. You know, if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it and subscribe to it too. I will be doing these more often, more than once a week. I already do it once a week, more than once a week. So I'll see you on the next one. Thank you.